whoever wins the World Cup, you're just going to have an amazing time.
Not all teams can get the victory.
What sort of a position women's football holds inside the halls of power of FIFA?
I wish I could go to Australia because I know it's going to be fantastic.
The Ticket. Revelations.
Well, welcome to Ticket to the Cup podcast, day two. Plenty to talk about. I'm joined once again by Anya Ewell, the Les Murray Award winner. Got to point that out. Les Murray, a legend in football terms. Anya, what did you make of the opening night?
It was plenty of excitement and nervousness. Let's just start with the Matildas. They were amazing. Even though there were a few hiccups last night, I think they really held their ground and they showed the spirit, you know. So it was really exciting just to see how it was, and I was eating my hand throughout the game.
Ref blows the whistle, keeping players back. Catley takes the time, steps up, left foot strike, sends the keeper the wrong way and sends Australia into the lead. The bench into the Raptors and the stadium into joy as well. The tension that built up through the first 15 minutes of this match has the pressure valve released, and Steph Catley dons the captain's armband, takes on the responsibility and puts Australia 1-0 in front.
The Irish were incredible. Ireland really showed why people are dubbing them one of the teams on the rise. And even though it's the first time they've played in a World Cup, they showed they've got all the makings of being a very competitive team.
Oh, yes. You know what? I was very proud of them. They really did give it to our girls. They were fighting to make it through. Unfortunately, the luck didn't go through toward the end, but you can see this is the World Cup and you have to bring your game. And they definitely brought their game last night. And I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do next.
Well, we're going to hear from some of the Matildas players shortly. But before that, just talk about Sam Kerr and the psychology now, because if you're not included in something that you've been building for all your life, how do you deal with that?
You know, she really have to feel find the strength to pull through it, because I definitely know how much it feels when you've worked through something and you want it so bad and you don't have the chance to compete. And Sam Kerr, you know, for the World Cup to be in Australia, I think this is her dream to really play in front of over 75 people audience, and she must be feeling, she must be going through, but at the same time I think she's fighting for the girls, you know. She want to give, make sure that they're all playing well. So I think one part is really sad for her, but the second part, she's being a team player.
You mentioned about her being a spiritual leader, and that is exactly how Steph Catley described her. Steph Catley was given the Player of the Match award last night. Let's take a listen to her press conference now.
How does it feel to be the match winner in such an important game?
Unusual for me. but pretty incredible. It's been the longest build-up to this game, the longest build-up of my career. I think the most pressure that this team has ever been under, and I think Ireland were incredible tonight. I think they played their strengths very, very well, and they did exactly what we expected them to do. But we were prepared, and I thought we handled the set pieces, we handled the pressure really, really well, and we're able to get the result and a clean sheet as well, so that's massive for us.
Did you recognise how loud it was when you get the penalty in?
Not really. I think when we got the pen, I heard the crowd, and then I just started focusing on my routine and what I normally go through when I'm taking a set piece, and just took a breath and picked my spot and took it. But afterwards I let myself enjoy the crowd, that's for sure.
Obviously no Sam Kerr. What a relief that you managed to win. Does it give the team confidence that you can do it, you can get the job done even without your captain, arguably one of the best players in the world?
Yeah, she definitely is one of the best players in the world, and she's our spiritual leader. She's so much to this team, but she continues to be, even though she's not on the field. I think the fact that we lost her the way that we did, obviously the day before, the biggest moment of all of our careers, we were obviously heartbroken for her, but I could tell that it added a bit of fire to everyone. It added an extra layer to how we wanted to compete tonight and how we wanted to fight for her, because we knew that she couldn't fight for us like she always does. So we wanted to bring that, and I think we did, and hopefully we made her proud, and we'll continue to make her proud, and then hopefully we can see her later on in the tournament and get it done until we get her back. But we definitely fought for Sam tonight.
Yeah, so Steph Catley, just unbelievable goal from the spot.
Yeah, Kelly, she was amazing. I love it when she was interviewed and she said, you know what, I had to practice so much, and the penalty that she did, it was amazing. And that's how you do it, right through the center, leaving no option for anyone to think about whether she was going to miss it or not. I think she really did well, and many of the girls really just gave her the support that she needed.
All right, let's hear from some more Matildas players now. This is from the mixed zone. Daniela Intilli was down there after the match.
Claire, congratulations on the win. It must be a huge relief to open the World Cup with a win.
Yeah, it is. We've been talking a lot about this game for a long time now, and knowing what a massive occasion it would be. And it was probably not our greatest performance, but we got the win, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
There was the shock news with Sam Kerr being ruled out with injury. Did the team kind of struggle in the first half just to find its way and then regroup?
I think, it was obviously a lot of pressure and a few nerves being the opening of a World Cup. But I think, we worked our way into the game quite well, created a few chances, and obviously Steph put the penalty away, which she's really cool and calm and under pressure, so we're in good hands there.
Yeah, how big a relief was that, and did you feel the team was more confident moving forward after that 1-0 advantage?
Yeah, it's always once you get that goal, you sort of take a bit of a breath, and then you can get back to, I guess, playing the way you want to play. And it was sort of a reward for us for getting in there final third a lot, and we probably just were missing that last pass, the last finish. So in the end, it's good to get the win.
For yourself, a fifth World Cup, you and Lyda Williams, the only players, male or female, to achieve that feat. Are you reflecting on that?
Not really. Not probably in the moment. I think that's something I'll look back and reflect on at the end of my career. But at the moment, just trying to take it all in. And, I mean, we never would have thought we'd play in a home World Cup. So to have, 75,000 fans here tonight on the opening day is... yeah, really special to be a part of.
That's a record crowd.
Yeah, I'm really proud of how far we've come, and, the girls deserve it. And, to get the win is a reward for the fans as well, so hopefully they enjoyed it.
Congratulations. A relief as well, but what's that feeling? Your opening World Cup match, and you're coming away with a win.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to walk out in this full stadium in Australia. It's a pretty special moment for us, but it's nice to get the first one out of the way. Now we know what's coming and what the rest of the tournament's about, and I think it's nice to get 3 points to start off.
Ireland World Cup debutants, but you were held scoreless for that first half. The Irish team did say that they were going to try and frustrate you before, of course, Australia broke through after half-time. What did you make of your opponents?
Yeah, we just had to find different ways to break them down. It's obviously tough to break down a back five, and they were pretty compact. They're a disciplined team, so we knew it would take a bit of time. We couldn't rush it, and, it eventually came for us.
Steph Catley, the captain, scoring the winning goal, the only goal. What a relief that was.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've all been practicing our penalties to step up at any moment, and, we knew our captain would step up for us in that, and we had 100% belief in her when she stepped up for that penalty, and it was a nice celebration too.
There was that disappointment with Sam Kerr having to withdraw due to an injury. How did you all regroup and have to focus for this game?
Yeah, obviously it's always disappointing to, lose Sammy. She's our captain and, someone that, brings so much to our team. But, we are a connected team, and we know that we can rely on anyone to step up and do a job. And, it just gives us an extra bit of fire in our belly to, perform well and make sure that she can be back with us as soon as possible.
And a record crowd here of almost 76,000 fans. How does that sound?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Thinking when I first came into football, I'd never think this would happen, but to be playing in a World Cup at home with so many supporters and, so many people tuning in that across Australia and across the world, it's pretty incredible.
And for you, your journey, you're a mum to a beautiful little girl, Harper, who we always see on the tour. What's it like for you personally, this World Cup?
Yeah, it's definitely special for me. It was, my goal to come back after I had her, and to be spending this time with her and having her along the journey. it brings tears to my eyes. I'm so thankful that it all worked out and to be a part of this team.
Well, we are thankful to have you. Congratulations and thanks for speaking to ABC Sport.
Thank you very much.
The Ticket.
Now, we're going to head to the coaches' press conference with Tony Gustafsson, but before we do, he made mention of the fact that out of respect for Sam, he didn't want to go into too much detail about her injury. That makes me worried, because if it was just a small thing, you get the sense he would have said, look, no concern, we're keeping her out for safety. She'll be fine for game three. But he didn't say that.
Yeah, he didn't, and I guess that's really getting everyone worried about it at the moment. But, you know, respect to him. Sam Kerr is asking for everyone to give her the privacy, and it's so significant that we do give her the privacy and don't question what's happening. And let's just all wait with patience, and hopefully she will come back and give us at least some games that we can look forward to.
All right, let's hear from Tony Gustafsson now.
It's obviously devastating for me, for Sam, for the players, but the way that they responded in training, because she had to step off training yesterday in the warm-up, and everyone knew that it might be something, but the way that the players were able to focus on the training, and as you've seen in Sam's comment, I want to respect you, because I know you have a lot of questions on Sam here, but I also want to respect Sam and the team to not go in too many details of that at this point. What I can say is that Sam was very clear early on when she brought the team together and say, this is not about me, this is about you, this is about the team playing tomorrow. And she said the same thing today. She wanted to be focused on the team and the players. And to be able to do that in that devastating moment for her personally says a lot about her as a captain for this team. Sam is a massive part of Ireland's game plan, as you understand. And we didn't want to give that away in advance. But once we come to the stadium, we didn't play any type of mind games. We just were honest with the team sheet. She wasn't in the starting lineup. We went out with the news saying she's injured, she can't play. But we wanted to wait until the last second when we come to the stadium to not give away too much in tournament football.
You knew yesterday when you were sitting here that Sam was not okay.
Yeah.
And you could, both of you just had a poker face about that.
Yes. Yep.
Well done.
And like I said, I want to ask for some understanding on that, considering it's a World Cup, and I don't want to disrespect you guys, and I want to have the trust and be honest about things. But at that time, we knew she couldn't play, but we didn't know what it was. We were waiting for answers and had a meeting last night after the press conference. This was a mental game in a lot of sense. We had five World Cup debutants out there tonight. Five debutants. That says a lot about getting a key player injured the night before the game. I've always said it takes 23 and 23, and tonight they prove that they're a team that is ready to play no matter what curveballs are thrown at us, even 24 hours before an opening game in a World Cup. I'm very, very, very happy to get 3 points in an opening game in the World Cup and get a win and get that first game done. I'm very happy in that sense. And we knew it might be one of those games where we just need to find a way to win. And I've been around in tournament football for long enough to know that sometimes it's those games where you just need to grind through and find a way to win, and that showed some maturity in this team.
You know, Vera Powell, who is the coach of the Irish team, she just could not stress enough how proud she was of her team. And she said they went out there and did exactly what they were asked to do.
I think that it was a game in which a point could have gone our way. Yeah, I'm really proud. The game plan worked. They couldn't do what they wanted to do. And when we had to go move further forward, the changes and tactical approach worked also. So till the last second, we've been able to put them under pressure.
And, you know, so easily, well, not so easily as it turns out, but they could have scored a number of times. It could have been a very different result. But I think what she's referring to is the fact that, you know, they did everything within their capability, and they've proven that they're not going to be easy beats for the next couple of games that they play here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could see right after the game last night, I love how they just got in a circle and, you know, she was there. I can imagine, I was not there to see what they were saying, but I could just see the proud and the joy and the fact that they were patting themselves on the back for the work that they have done. And we are all giving credit to the Irish team. They did amazing. I know there was a young girl, I forgot her name, she's just 18, who also played last night. And you know, it's an exciting moment for her, and I'm pretty sure, you know, she'll be proud and all her teammates are proud to see that she made her debut at the World Cup in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll find out more about the other two teams in our group. So Nigeria and Canada playing today, and that is going to give us some indication of what we're up against next. What are you thinking about those two?
Look, you know, we know Canada, it's amazing, but they also have the off the field issues, but also Nigeria. I'm really looking forward to see what Nigeria can do. Out of all the four countries from Africa playing in the World Cup, I think Nigeria is really going to give us something different, and that's something that we want. So any of those team who win today, of course, we look forward to playing them. But hopefully I'll give my vote to the Nigeria as an African country.
Fair enough, you're entitled to do that.
Yes.
And the other two games in New Zealand today, we'll just mention those, Philippines and Switzerland. The Philippines also making their debut at this World Cup. And Spain takes on Costa Rica. Spain, one of the top teams to watch.
Yes, yes. You know, they are definitely a hard team to watch. And we do like the winning teams, but we also want the underdog to win. So it'll be good to see what come out of the games today. So looking forward to watching all of them if I have the time.
Anya, I'll leave you with this. I just want to refer back to what Tony Gustafsson said in his press conference a little earlier about the fact that there are 23 Matildas in the squad, but there were 24 last night. The 24th were the 75,000 people in that crowd that really just gave every Matilda something very special to remember.
You know, I think it's one of those memories that we're all going to remember forever. To have over 75,000 watching the Women World Cup, it is amazing. And I just hope this is the start of the Women World Cup and in the football in general, to have as many fans supporting the women games. So I was very excited to see that, and I'm still overwhelmed with it.
Anya, we'll catch up with you again a little bit later in the FIFA Women's World Cup.
Yes, and I look forward to it.